Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
Question: have you ever been betrayed before by someone you love? I remember this one woman I met. She was just so devastated. She was in front of me. She could not control herself. She was just sobbing because she told me, "Brother Bo, my best friend, my business partner, this woman who ate in our dining table, yung mga anak niya, inaanak ko, you know, this woman, oh my gosh, Brother Bo, through some technicalities, stole our business. Sa kanya na daw lahat yun. I lost millions. And I'm crying right now." She said this, "I'm crying right now, not because I lost millions. I'm crying right now because I trusted this person. And I lost a friend. I lost a best friend. I lost a business partner." You know, and I was listening to her and I felt her pain. You know, every time somebody comes up to me, you know, it's one of the deepest pains, you know, whether it's a husband who became unfaithful, a boyfriend who left you just like that and all of a sudden ghosted you. You know, the person that you trusted, the person that you were very vulnerable to, the person that you gave your life to. My friend, please listen. In that pain, you feel that you are all alone, right? Can I say this to you? In our gospel for today, we realize this, that Jesus was betrayed by someone he loved, by someone he raised up, somebody he befriended, somebody he reached out to, somebody he spent time with, 3 years probably, discipled him, gave his heart to him, and all of a sudden that person turns his back and sells him for money. My friend, I want you to think about this. Jesus was also betrayed. And right now, we can just allow God to be in that, in our pain. And He says, "I know what you feel. And I weep with you. You know, I cry with you." And if right now you feel that pain in your heart and you're crying and you're weeping, let God put His arms around you. Let Jesus put His arms around you. And then here's my second message. Maybe we, without knowing, without intending, we also failed someone. We hurt someone pretty bad. Maybe that person is very close to us, whether that be a spouse or a friend or a mom or a dad. And right now, I want you to come before the Lord and ask Him for grace to be able to empower you and to bless you and to lead you into forgiveness. Both asking for forgiveness and giving forgiveness. On your own, you cannot do this, especially if you're very hurting. In fact, take your time. But first of all, give your hurt to the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, I surrender to you my hurt. I surrender to you my wounded heart. I surrender to you the brokenness that I feel right now because of the betrayal, because of the hurt and the harm that happened. I pray that you come and heal me and bless me, and I know that you will turn this hurt and this harm and this burden into a blessing, into healing. And Father God, I'm claiming it. You are the source of my healing. You are the source of my transformation. And I pray, Lord God, that you also help me to see if I have hurt anyone. And I pray, Father, that you would give me the courage to forgive and to ask for forgiveness. Only you can do this. In Jesus' mighty name, receive the power of God. Amen and amen. I want to give a founder's retreat in Korea for 3 days where I would get a bunch of people and be able to have conversations with them, life-giving conversations on how to have those radical shifts and learn those master skills, focusing on, number one, your relationship with God. Number two, your relationship with others. Number three, master skills that you need.
you know, whether it be productivity, but also being able to have the time freedom to do what you enjoy, which is the theme of our Founders Retreat, enjoying the journey, enjoying the journey. Now, why do I call it Founders Retreat? What's a founder? Somebody who builds your life, somebody who builds relationships, somebody who builds organizations, businesses, ministries, programs, movements. And if you build something already, or if you think God wants you to build something, hey, it could be building your own life. You know, I really believe every person is the CEO of one's life. And you need to understand that your decisions, your habits, your actions, they create your destiny. I believe that as a founder, you need a certain mindset, and you need to be surrounded by other founders. And so I'm excited for this. It's for a select group of people. Come and join me if this is something that you think will bless your life. And for 3 days, the seats are very, very limited. And so if you really are serious, you can click on that button and tell me that you want to join. And thank you so much. And I hope to see you there. In the meantime, keep on loving God and giving your life to God, and keep on growing. Enjoy the journey. God bless you.